Okay, so today's show is dedicated to the Nishmas Yosef Yaakov and Yisrael Ber. We mentioned last week we're going to be dedicating a bunch of our Sunday morning shurim to him. Joe Judenberger was an active member of our shir for quite some time, and our learning on Sunday morning should be, of course, for his neshama. Last week's parsha's Beshalach, obviously so much to talk about. Shivat Hayam, so much there, so much to take away from it. But one of the other things that are very important is the month. Forming of the month was a very important message and lesson for Klal Yisrael at that time, and for us as well. Everyone got an email, I'm sure, or a text message that they're supposed to say Parshas Haman on Tuesday. So the Menachem Riminov made this practice that we should say Parshas Haman on the Tuesday of Parshas B'Shalach. Now, the truth is, it's already found in Shulchan Aruch. You look in Shulchan Aruch and Siman Aleph, the Mechaber brings down. You have to say Parshas Haman every day. If you take a look in the Mishnah Berurah, it's worthwhile to look it up inside. I can read it now. Mr. Bruce says that when a person says Parashas Haman every day, he realizes that all of Parnassah ultimately comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As much as you're going to try and work harder and put in more hours in the office, at the end of the day, a person's Parnassah is tailor-made for him, just like by the month. You couldn't take too much, you couldn't take too little. It's exactly the right amount that a person needs. So it's interesting. The Torah tells us that where they put the month, they put its incentives of the month, put a little bit of jug of month, they put it away for a sign for the Jewish people to remember this lesson. Where they put it, so Rabbeinu B'chaya points that they put it right next to the Aron. That's where they put the money. So Rav Palm writes that the lesson over here is that Torah is reminding us when a person's picking a field, an industry, should ask himself, is this job going to put me closer to the Aron? This job going to get me closer to Hashem, or is this job going to take me away from Hashem? I deal with Talmidim. A lot of guys decide their professions based on how many years in school it's going to be, how many years I'm going to be, attached to this job, and how closer or further away will it take me from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But I think there's a deeper message over here. Besides for picking your field, now that you're in the field, now you have to ask yourself, can I turn my mon, so to say, my job, my industry, can I turn it into an aron? Can I make it something that's a covered for HaKadosh Baruch Hu? A person has the ability to go to work every single day. We learned already last week, we were talking about this. A person can go to work a whole day long, and it's key to his learning Torah, which is fantastic. Then a person go to work and spend the whole day, that'd be Mekadosh Shem Shemayim. How do you do that? And you're honest in business, and you act like a mensch, and you're straightforward, and you're honest, and you're nice, and you're caring. So then you're showing the world that the mon, meaning our sustenance, our way of supporting ourselves, is like the aron. We're in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that, I think, is a little bit of sometimes a hardness. I take it for granted. I don't really have much access to the non-religious Jews. When I went away, and I was in Orlando, so I went to one of these, not the big parks, the small parks. I told my wife, I said, I probably don't see Goyim throughout the day. It was like an anomaly to me. I see them, and they're all full of tattoos and piercings. And Chiddush of the day, they drink beer all day long. This is a Chiddush to me. I didn't know this. At 2 o'clock in the afternoon, they're drinking beer. It's a Chiddush to me. I never knew this. So I told my wife, I don't see Goyim throughout the day. I say Yeshiva and Yeshiva. I look in the Kail. I'm a Rav Nishma. I don't see Goyim. It's not a bad thing, I guess. I don't know. Depends how you look at it. But I don't have the opportunity to ever either be Mekadosh Shem Shemayim or Mechal Shem Shemayim. Again, you could do it from Jews also, but it's a lot easier with non-religious Jews or Goyim to do the wrong or right thing. So when a person goes to work, he has the opportunity to either be Mekadosh Shem Shemayim, do everything honest in business, and be that worker, and be that boss, and be that employee that they say, oh, you could trust a Jew. Well, have a talk to him. We can be Mechal Shem Shemayim. I think that's the point of why the mon was next to the aron. The mon was next to the aron to remind us that all our parnos and all the dealings that we do in work, we can do it with lefnei aron, walking around with the aron. The aron is the embodiment of Torah. So we Mekadosh Shem Shemayim. We can make a Kiddush Hashem. Or lehepach, we can make a Chal Hashem. And there's enough bad media for Jews, for Jewish business. And trust me, if a Jew does something wrong, the New York Times will be the first one to put it on the front page. They'll have every scam, and it exists in our world. I'm not oblivious to the problems that we have in our world where we do things that are not legal and things that are Chal Hashem. We know it. And the New York Times will make it popular to the rest of the world as well. But we have to realize that that's, I think, a very important message from the month, that we have the ability, even today, to realize that our parnasa comes from Hashem, and to realize that even through our parnasa, we have an amazing ability to carry the aron with us throughout our day. Okay, so holding over here in the Gemara, source number one, the Gemara told us in Kedushin Tanur Rabbanon, who lilmoy du benoy lilmoy. If a guy has, he wants to go learn Torah, and his son needs to learn Torah, who goes first? So the Gemara said, who kaidnam lilmoy? He goes before his son. Rabbi Yehuda says depends. In benoy zar is umamulach. If the son is sharp. Whatever that means, the lesson of salt. So the night the son has a piece, not for us. The Talmud is going to be other, and he'll be more successful in his learning. But the son goes first. So we spoke last week at length about the lumdus over here between the Tanakhama and the Behuda, the lumdus of Machlekes. But we really need to move on to the next piece of the Gemara, which is really a piece of Agadata, but we will try to learn it with some level of Amtus. Says the Gemara.
The father is sorry.
Right, so the Pashto says it doesn't matter. Sounds like the father would go first unless. The Pashto Pshat in the Gemara, the father has Kadima unless there's an overwhelmingly strong reason why the son should go. What would that be? only if the son would be more successful. There is a shaila in the Mefarshim, what happens if they'd be equal? And these things are very hard to measure when they're equal. They were both going to have the exact same level. There's no two people are equal. Everyone has milas over the other. But okay, the maisa, the Pasha reading of the Gemara sounds like that the father has kriyma because we learned it one way last week because of mitzvah begufa, even though we have problems understanding what exactly that means. But the maisa, the Pasha, this is not the way it says in Shulchan Aruch, that as long as the son is not stronger than the father will go first. Now, just mentioned it last week, it's kedai that the Rambam writes, it doesn't mean that the father is exempt from learning Torah. This doesn't mean that the father says, well, if I got to spend all my time working the field and that money goes to the father, so I'm done. No, the Rambam says he still has to find time to learn as well. But I will focus on the Gemara tells us the story. If Yaakov, the son of Achabe Yaakov, Shadre Avua, his father sent him Lakameda Abaya. The father sent the son to learn by Abaya. He also, when he came to PTA, Chazi, he saw Dolehave Mechazin Shmaita. He saw his son wasn't so sharp. He saw his son wasn't knacking the way he's supposed to. So Amalei, so he told his son, I'm better than you. Tuvat is alana. So you go back home, you work, and I'm going to go to yeshiva. Okay, that's an interesting PTA experience. But the father said, what do you mean? The only reason why I sent you was because I thought you were going to be better than me. Now I see you goofing off, whatever. Goofing off, yeah. I wouldn't say that about the Tanaim Namarai. It means you're not as strong as I thought you would have been. And I should go to yeshiva. So kachavit. So Shama Abaya heard that Rav Achav Yaakov is coming to yeshiva. So Abaya was very happy. Why was Abaya happy? There used to be a certain shade. They used to hang out in the Beis Medrash by Abaya. And Abaya had no way of getting rid of this shade. Right? This is before, you know, exterminators don't work for shadim. So he didn't know how to get rid of the shade. So he figured, Givaldin. This was such a shade that even if two people came during the day, it would still be harmful. Normally, a shade doesn't attack when there's multiple people there. Normally, a shade doesn't attack during the day, only at night. But here, you had such a wild shade that it would attack two people even during the day. This is like, you know, a real Lebedika shade. So Abai didn't know how to get rid of it. So Amalahu, he told the people, no one should give any form of logging. Oh, I'm sorry. No one should give any, no one should give this Rav Acha a place to stay. When he comes, he has to, everyone deny him access to an apartment or a rental. Why? What do I gain by that, says the Gemara? Because then he's going to have to sleep in the Beis Medrash. And if he's going to sleep in the Beis Medrash, he's going to have to deal with the Shadim. So he'll cause a miracle to happen. So the Gemara says, what happened? So maybe a nase will happen. He'll be able to kill the Shadim. So says the Gemara, says, oh, boss, bahu be rabbonan. So Taka, he had to sleep in the Beis Medrash because no one wants to give him a house. So idmalei kitanina deshiva reishasei. So this shade appeared to him like a snake with seven heads, called Kriya the Kariya, and every time he bowed, not a Chadresha. Each one of the heads would fall off. So Amar Luhu, the next day, he was very upset with Achav Yaakov. He said, he said, if I didn't have a miracle, I would have died. So there's a lot of discussion, but we'll see a little bit about this discussion between Rav Acha and Abaya. Was Abaya right to put Rav Acha in the situation? Or was Abaya wrong for putting Rav Acha in the situation? But if you're looking over here, there's interesting Malkus Rishonim. That's because we like to learn the Rishonim. Interesting, what was the story over here? What did it say at the end? It says that the snake had seven heads, and every time he bowed, he cut off one of the heads. So Rashi learns, number two, Rashi says, what's Beir Abonah? The Rashi based on Medrash, Rachman, and Yishuave. This Medrash used to be away from where people lived. So no one should give Ravacha a place to live. And he'll have to sleep in the Beis Medrash. When we tell you Chassi do so, because he's such a chassid, Yasla, Nesvi, Argus, Amas. That was Abaya's plan. Abaya's plan was if no one gives Rav Acha a place to sleep, Rav Acha will do like they used to sleep in the Beis Medrash. And because they'll sleep in the Beis Medrash, he'll be able to kill the Mazik. So what happened? Rashi says, Bas means Talon. Idmalei, it appeared to him. What appeared to him? The Mazik. Kitanina de Shavireisha, Shayla Sheva Gilgoylis. Seven heads or necks. So called Kriya de Kaye, Rav Acha, Mespal Oysa Mazik. Every time he would daven, I guess he would daven each tefillah that he shot out, would kill one of the necks of the heads of the snake. That's how Rashi learns. The Shita L'Noid L'Mi actually has different Jean de Gemara. He writes, "V'lav mikriyas de betfilo shal Shemayin Esrei Kama." Right? Rashi learns he wasn't like he was davening Shemayin Esrei. He was davening to kill the snake. Elo shayim espala ala tenin. He was davening on the snake. Obechol kare shayi kare hay not the chadreshit. Pierce Rashi. So Rashi learned Shat the Gemara was it wasn't like he was davening mincha in the Beis Medrash and therefore he was bowing in the relation to davening. He wasn't davening. He was davening for his life. When this massive snake with seven necks, every single tefillah, you know, kill the snake now, one head, kill it, you know. He made it a tefillah just for being saved. But then he quotes a pshat, the ikadamish espal shman esrei. No. Says the Shidlo Yemi, there's another pshat in the Rishonim. No, the Rav Acha was just davening regular Shema Neser. Okay, so 1 second. Uvedal kriyas the kareya ba'avis tchila. So the four bowings that he did by Avis, the soif ba'hoidah tchila b'soif at the end of Moedim. So they need their aberration. So four heads were killed. So 1 second, he's got a kasha. So how do you get to seven? So he says, v'kivin denate rubayu meis. The snake didn't need every head to be chopped off. Once four of the seven heads were knocked off, rubi kukula, the snake died. Then he says, inami begimel kriyas the b'sholosh p'siyas havaluzai. No, he took three bowings at the three steps back. So now you got your seven. That's how you got your seven. Everything is good.
What happened to the
minion? Yeah, I don't know where everyone else was. I guess it was davening b'chidus. I don't know where everyone else was. No one else was going. There was a snake there. Yeah, no one's going there. Okay, so the Mashal has a kasha over here, which got a lot of Achronim ask. I'm not getting into it because it's not that type of share that we do here. But the Mashal has a kasha. He says, well, Maisa. Right. Meaning, Rav Acha, Abaya wasn't sure what was going to happen, right? Abaya said maybe something will happen for Rav Acha because Rav Acha is a great man, so maybe he'll save us. And Rav Acha came back all Fatayim, did you put me to Matzav of Sakum? So Mashal has. Oh, you mean like the Mishnah Brachas, right? Mishnah Brachas says you're not supposed to dive in a place where it's dangerous. You're not going to get to have it. Yeah, I don't know. So the Mashal is a good kash. He says, Ktas kosh. Meaning, what gave Abai the right to do this? Abai basically set it up that Rav Acha is going to be put into danger. What maybe a nace will happen and maybe not. No, it's a little risky. It's like telling a guy, listen, you know, maybe Hashem will save you. So I'm going to push you off a building. And we'll hope for the best, you know. Maybe Hashem will say, and what happens if he doesn't? Right? What happens on the other side? The Gam Frektim Asho in Yisrach HaShnisi Menachem Lo Mizrach Yosef. And Frektim Asho, the second half of the question. And let's say Naniach, he gets lucky enough that the miracle saves him, but that subtracts from Mizrachim in the next world. So why would what gave Abaya the right to put Rav Acha in a situation that he has to A, you know, we'll have the Russian roulette, he doesn't know which way it's going to go, and B, even best case scenario, he loses Chusim. So who gave Abaya the right to do that? So the Marsha answered, Yeshloime Devade Samach Abaya Chasidusa. Abaya wasn't worried. Abaya knew good and well Rav Acha is going to be saved because he's a great person. He knew that once Rav Acha starts davening, everything's going to work out. The Yarugas and Mazik is going to kill the demon. The Ainzai Mikmi next. This is the biggest chiddush to me. Dr. Marsha, that's not called miracle. Why? Elosha Omar, the Shema, Koidim Atil Yerachash Nisa. You know what Abaya was misupik about? Abai was misupik, when will Rav Acha kill this mazik? Will it happen just by walking into the room and a miracle will happen? Or will it come via tefillah? Zogte mashal, gevaldik chiddush. If it happened through tefillah, that's not menachem lo yizkru yosef. If a tzaddik davens with something and Hashem gives him an answer, that's not called a miracle. It's a gevaldik mashal, big yisoid in hashkochas ha'olam. Says the mashal, that's not considered that Hashem takes away from his chosen. That's not magic. Tefillah was built into the Bria as a mode of getting things from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Miracle means, you know, Chacham walks into the room and all of a sudden, you know, things start flying, things start happening, no tefillah involved. That would be Menachem Lo Mizrach Yosef, says the Marsha. But over here, since it was done through what we call, not Teva, but it was done through the normal avenues and channels of prayer, therefore, says the Marsha, that would not be Menachem Lo Mizrach Yosef. Yes. Even though the tefillah is causing miracles to happen, right? For snakes' heads to fall off is a miracle. But Zakti Mashal, it's a gevaldik yisoid. Mashal says anything done via tefillah is not considered menachem lo zechu yosef. So therefore, says the Mashal, that was Abaya's suffering. So when Abaya said Shem Yisrach Shlomisa, he didn't mean maybe Rav Acha is deserving of a miracle. He meant maybe it will work either via miracle, which means it will just happen miraculously, or maybe he'll daven and through the tefillah that won't be menachem lo zechu yosef. So what's the back? So he says, So what was Rav Acha's taina back? Rav Acha didn't want to say it was because of my davening. Rav Acha thought it was because of a miracle. And that's why Rav Acha was upset at Abaya. So it's like a lomish machloikis between Abaya and Rav Acha. What caused the snakes to die? Was it because of miracle, of just miracle, or was it because of the tefillah? And the Mashal said, if it would be because of the tefillah, that wouldn't be menakalos chiyosav, and Abaya and Rav Acha shouldn't be upset over that. Okay, we were supposed to get to this last week, but
Rav Yaakov.
Yeah. I don't know what he did. Yeah, Maisa is interesting. I was reading the David Feinstein's book. So I told everyone on Tuesday night shit to read it. So David Feinstein writes in the book. They write about David Feinstein. He planned on going to college. They don't tell this to people. He never thought he was going to come to Russia.
Oh, that book's going to get banned.
He thought he was going to get a degree. He thought he was going to go to college and get a regular job. He had no intention that just because his father's Russian. Today, everyone knows that their father's a Russian Shiva, they got the shtetl. He didn't think like that. He thought that he's going to have to get a job like everyone else. Rabbi Belsky also had this in Tevye Das. People don't know this. Rabbi Belsky, for a while in Tevye Das, was struggling what he was going to do. He started teaching a little some of the secular subjects, teaching math and chemistry. He wasn't sure, though, for sure you're getting a stella here. Today we live in a world, the guy's 9 years old. He knows already he's getting a stella because his father's a Rosh Hashim. Okay. He doesn't know how to read yet, but he's going to get a stella one day. Fine. But Rabbi David said it, he said he was going to get a regular job. His father said, no, I think you should stay in learning. And he figured out a way to give him a job at the yeshiva. But he knew before. That's why he taught it. But he always knew before. But, okay. As I get this in the world today. Okay, let's start a new sugya. Okay, so the next sugya is going to be a really touchy topic. Because we're going to be discussing the question of what we call today the modern Kailo movement. Which is definitely a more modern thing, to be honest with you. It only started relatively recently. At least the way we do it today in mass numbers. But we're going to discuss the question of priorities. Or really, it's really the topic of dating younger, dating later with guys. When should they start getting married? So let's see the Gemara. Number five. Gemara. But we will see an interesting thing, which I never understood why Chavetz Chaim always started the day late. It's Chavetz Chaim Lashitasid. We'll see in a second. Okay. So let's see the Gemara number five. Zog the Gemara, Tan Rabban. Lil Moy Tayr of Elisa Isha. Person has two mitzvahs in front of him. That's the way the Rambam learns the Gemara. Two things in front of him. He can either learn Torah or he can get married.
Why now, or?
Oh, so that's the question. Why is it or? Why are these two things that are not Efshel Kaim's name?
Oh, it says
Bill. Well,
he must have hit an age. Right. He has to do one or the other. Gemara's going to say. So Gemara says, which one does first? What?
He must have hit a certain age.
Right, he did hit a certain age. The question is, why still can't he do both? I mean, why is it one or the other? It sounds like once a person gets married, he stops learning. We know that's not true. So we'll have to see what's the shayla of the Gemara. The Gemara has a question over here. Yilma Torah v'lisi isha. He has to learn Torah and has to get married. So the Mishnah says, the Gemara says, Yilma Torah, let him learn Torah v'achach isi isha, then he gets married. It's almost like one or the other. What happened to doing both? Then the Gemara continues, but v'mi efshaloi b'la isha. Let's say he can't learn without a wife. He's going to have what's called hibrurim. It's going to stare his learning. So then the Gemara says, yisi isha v'achach isi isha. So let him first get married, and then he shall learn Torah. But what do you see from the Gemara? If a guy doesn't have hirurim problems, he's not going to start his learning. Then it would be better to first learn and then to get married. Amar Reb Yehuda Mashmul, Reb Yehuda Mashmul said, Halacha, we paskin, noi se'isha v'yachakach yomim. What's halacha sounds like? We're making a psach. Halacha means like a declaration of halachic significance. The halacha is first get married, and then you shall learn Torah. Reb Yehuda said, Rechaim mitzavor, Reb Yasek v'teira. You have the weight around your neck, you're going to be able to learn Torah, meaning it's a bitmiya. It's not practical. Guy gets married, he has a wife, he has kids, he has responsibility, there's no way he's going to be able to learn Torah. So it seems to be a machloikis. Yehuda Mashmul said, get married first and then learn. Rabbi Yochanan said, no way it's going to work that way. So the Gemara says it's not a kasha. But there's really no machloikis. This is for them and this is for us. So we'll see probably more next week. There's about four or five different mahalchim in the Rishayim to learn the Gemara's answer. What's the Gemara's answer? Is us versus them. Who's the us and who's the them? Us is Bavel, them is Eretz Yisrael. So we'll, let's just see Rashi's chat just to get started. Correct. Very good. We'll get to that also today. This is all under the assumption that marriage is some form of mitzvah. And Talmud Torah is a mitzvah, so it's a conflicting mitzvah. Let's just
how
see Rashi. We'll get to that today a little bit. Hopefully, we'll talk about that today. So let's just take very quickly a look at Rashi number six. It says Rashi, Holon v'huhu, b'nei Bavel, in Bavel, hayu holchim the gersim mishnayis atanoim b'Eretz Yisrael. It's interesting. The way it worked in Bavel was they used to go to Eretz Yisrael to learn after they got married, not as bachrim. And since they learned outside where they lived, they had no household responsibilities, right? They went to the dormitory. When you're in the dormitory, you don't have to worry about supper. You don't have to worry about baths. You don't have to worry about it. After they were married, yeah. That was the minute.
The wife left them in Bavel.
Yeah, they left the wife and the kids back in Bavel. So Tyson is going to ask, how can you do such a thing? So we'll see. It's not so shver. If you leave them a credit card, it's not so cash. Okay, we'll get there. We'll talk about that Blinad the next week. We'll see Taisus about that Blinad the next week. But let's just finish Rashi. This is a very shver Rashi. Taisus is going to bomb Rashi out. We'll see ways to answer Rashi anyway. So what does Rashi say? So therefore, Noisa Isha, then it's good to get married first. Why? To have a boy hero. Then what do you gain? You won't have any heroes. So what's the obvious kasha?
Bubble.
If you're in bubble, it doesn't help you. Yeah. If you're living six, whatever, hundreds of miles away from your wife, how does that help you? So what's the answer? Everyone knows. Pas basal. Right, that's going to be the other show. That's the answer for Rashi. Pas basal. Pas basal. The concept the Gemara uses, that the bread is in your basket. So even though, she's not next to you, but you know that you could always be with her. Same idea we have by Anida, right? Really, Iker Adin, Anida, everyone's wife's Anida should be also be Yichud. There is a sheet in the Gemara like that. So I told someone that means you'd have to have two homes. It's hard enough to buy one home. Now you'd have to have two homes because you can't be alone together with your wife during Nidus. So you'd have to have a second house. But we don't paskin like that. Kipshutai. Okay, there is a sheet of that in the Gemara Shmuel and Kiddushin. And the reason why it's mutter, one of the reasons is because pas basal. It's different than a regular erva that you've never been with. You've been with your wife before, and there will be a time when it will be permissible. So Rashi, she did.
One of the reasons brought down, like by Abbas Chesed, always says that if you're sitting and learning, that's a way to get rid of your.
Yeah, maybe.
So this way you don't have
them. Yeah, but again, the Rishonim are clear. Well, not all Rishonim, but definitely the Gemara has this line: "Im ef shalei b'leisha." The one says you can't learn without a wife. Why not? You need a chavusha. Like, what's the problem? Without a wife, you usually don't. Again, with me, me and my wife never made good chavushas. It was always a disaster. Whenever we tried to learn, she always told me, "Don't get so complicated. Keep it simple." So I can't. I'm sorry. So we just decided not to learn together anymore. But it never worked for us. I don't know. But maybe it works for other couples. I'm not sure. But in any case, what does it mean? Ef shabalisha. So most Rishonim learn it means because of Yehiruru. So what is Rashi Firoyz? So that's in Bavel. So in Bavel, you're not going to be home anyways. You're not going to have to worry about the family. So might as well get married first. Meaning there's no downside. There's no downside to get married first. Why? The only downside to get married first would you be stuck with the family. You're not going to be stuck with the family. What's the problem?
What's the upside of being married? You're not going to be living with your wife.
That's what he said. He's not going to have a ruler, Rashi said. Because pas pasal.
What's missing? I mean, it's
not. No, have kids. Okay, so that's Rashi doesn't let us in on the secret over here. What's the mila of getting married first? So it sounds like in Rashi, the only mila of getting married first is her ruler. Seeing the Rambam is going to lay it out much clearer for us that is the key in a peer review. So I mean, he'll come home benas manim. Well, hopefully have children, you know, he'll schedule everything very nicely. And then he'll go back. So this way he had peer review and he was able to learn Torah.
And I assume we'll get to what stage or what age.
Yeah, we'll get there hopefully today also. Yeah. Then what about in Eretz Yisrael? Says Rashi, no, in Eretz Yisrael, haloyim debim kaimam. In Eretz Yisrael, they used to learn in their place where they lived. So then, no, that's about it. I didn't get married first. And noisy issue, you tzarech habayis mutarol. You're going to get stuck with the tzarech habayis. You got tlu and it's going to take you away from them. Again, we'll see Taisus. There's a long Taisus. There's three or four other pshatim in the sugya, but that's just the Rashi's trapping. Let's take a look in the Rambam. Number 7. Zog the Rambam. Ha'ish mitzuv. This is the Rambam Hilchos Ishos. Zog the Rambam. Ha'ish mitzuv al piv rivya. A man is mitzuv on piv rivya. Avoloi ha'isha. Women are not mitzvah on piv rivya. Women are mitzvah on a mitzvah rabbanon called l'sheves yitzaru to populate the world. This is negay a little bit when you talk about discussions of, let's say, birth control and delaying having children. This is where the shiloh always comes up because the man, he's got a mitzvah. The woman has no mitzvah. She can delay as long as she wants. She's got no mitzvah to have children. She has a mitzvah rabbanon l'sheves yitzaru to populate the world, but she has no mitzvah deraisa of piv rivya. So says the Rambam, ve'emas ha'yoish neschayv mitzvah. When do you become chayv in this mitzvah? Meaning it's pashy ram b'choyv at 13 for this mitzvah. We don't expect people to have children at 13. However, says the Rambam, 17, we do expect. Says the Rambam, then Shva Esrei, 17. Kivin Sha'ovru Esrim Shana, once you already hit 20, Veloy Nosi, she didn't get married. Hareza Oiver Umivatal Mitzvah Sasek. Wow. Which is like most people today don't get married before 20. Maybe not even in the Chassidish world, they don't get married so young anymore. So Oiver Mivatal Mitzvah Sasek. Okay. So Dr. Rambam, but Vimhaya Oisit Vitaira, if you're busy learning, Vitarudva, and it's preoccupying your time, not just because you're in yeshiva, because you need to be there for shidduchim purposes. I always find it ironic. I meet guys that tell me they're in kol. I said, but when you're in yeshiva, you don't learn a word. Now that you got married, you went to kol. That's not the lumbus of kol. Kol's not now that I get married, I go learn. Kol is a pshat that I was learning so strongly before I got married. And now I want to be able to do both. So I continue my learning. Not the pshat, oh, now I got married, now I have to go learn. It's an ironic thing. I've seen guys that were much more matzliach in kol than they were in base matters. Maybe because of Yitzchak Miskabel, I don't know exactly what reason it was, but when they were in base matters, sure. Because they matured, sure. Right? They grew up a little bit, and then you know the wife wants to make sure they're in yeshiva, and they started learning more. Okay, so Dr. Rambam, let's say again, I think it's important to read the Lashon. Oisik b'teira v'tarid bava ha'yimitziyare melisim. He's afraid to get married. Why? Kedei shalai yitarech b'mezoynes b'avorishtei. He's afraid that he's going to have to go to work. Right? Today the women go to work. He's afraid he's going to have to go to work. V'yivat b'minat teira. They take him away from the Torah. Zok de Rambam, hareze muta le'is acher. He's allowed to delay. He's allowed to delay. He doesn't say you're allowed to forget it. You're allowed to delay. Zok de Rambam, why? She'oisik b'mitzvah pata min ha-mitzvah. Zok de Rambam, because of the rule of oisik b'mitzvah pata min ha-mitzvah. The kol she'kein b'tamo Torah. So what's the obvious horror on the Rambam? What does it mean the kol she'kein b'tamo Torah? What's the kol she'kein? If you're telling me now that I have two mitzvahs in front of me, I have a mitzvah to learn Torah and I have a mitzvah to get married, i.e. peer review. So we have a rule. When you have two mitzvahs in front of you, why is it about the mitzvah? Oh, I'm saying, why doesn't it apply to Talmud Torah? Okay, good. But no. One second. We do know that we stop learning Torah to do mitzvahs, right? We never saw a guy who doesn't shake wool because he's learning Torah. And
that's why you learn.
Right? Oh, we'll get to that also. We know there's a Gemara Moed Katan, which the Rambam himself passes like. That a mitzvah she ef shalasa sayidechem, a mitzvah that no one else can do. I've already stopped learning for it. I'm unaware of anyone else that can get married for you. I know there's shlichus in the world, but you can't have someone else get married for you and definitely not do peer review for you. So therefore, it asks all the achrayim on the Rambam, what do you mean? Right? The truth is, today, granted, they can do stuff similar to that, where you wouldn't have to get married to have children, but it's a little bit more complicated. But so, in fact, all the Echaran and the Rambam, what do you mean, Oistigu mitzvah part of the mitzvah? Oistigu mitzvah part of the mitzvah is as long as it's not a mitzvah, that can, as long as it's a mitzvah that can be done by someone else. But if you're the only one who could do this mitzvah, then we don't say Oistigu mitzvah part of the mitzvah, and you have to stop learning to do the mitzvah. But I want to know, what does the Rambam mean when he says, Kol Shekin b'Talmud Torah? What's the Kol Shekin? Why is it a Kol Shekin? If you tell me Talmud Torah is a mitzvah, we have a rule when it comes to mitzvahs, do mitzvah A, you're part of the mitzvah B. So why Talmud Torah Kol Shekin? What's the lashon kol shekin b'talmud Torah? So good. So obviously, so and therefore it's pasha that it should push away other mitzvahs. That's the pasha shah in the rabbi.
The like Talmud Torah takes up all your.
Oh, good. We'll see. That's what the Chayim are going to tell us. Good. We'll see. Now, what you see from the Rambam L'Choy, the Rambam learned the Gemara as mamash a shayla of oisigu mitzvah part of the mitzvah. You have two mitzvahs in front of you. Now, I sometimes have a hard time understanding the case over here. Meaning, I would have assumed every day you wake up, you have a new mitzvah Talmud Torah. That's why you make a new bechas atel. So every morning, a guy starts his day. So the question is, today, do I go to yeshiva? Or do I go on a shidduch date? So you tell me, I'm oisigu mitzvah. Not oisigu yet. You know, I didn't yet start my day. The teretz is, it's one long hemshech, right? This guy's in yeshiva. It's one long continuation of yeshiva. Every day he's sitting and learning. And now he has to figure out, am I going to take a break from being oisigu in this mitzvah to do another mitzvah, i.e. go on a day to get married? So the Rambam says, we paskin, he's oisigu mitzvah, part of the mitzvah.
That's a good question. Is it osik the mitzvah? I mean, if you know, what is considered osik, right? I mean, it's not like, okay, I have this woman here,
right?
And I'm not going to wear it. No, it's like, I don't even have this woman. So I have to find
it. He set him up. All he has to do is show up to the hotel on the day, right? But he says, no, I got to go to first aid today. The Lashon Rambam says, he's torud v'torud bo. He's busy with him. I'm not talking about a guy who's just in yeshiva because he needs to say he's in yeshiva. He's talking about learning. He's afraid that leaving this mitzvah will take away from this mitzvah.
Does anyone say that it's not? Because at the end of the day, you can learn by day and
that's not Mazeh Kashi having the Gemara. What happened to the idea of learning after you get married, right? I think everyone here on this table knows what that means. You can learn after you get married also. It's not from the Gemara. That's it. Now or never. So we'll see. Right, but at the end of the day, you'll still be able to learn, right? So we'll see. Rabbi Yaakov has a Gevaldik Pshat. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky has a Gevaldik Tetzel. We'll answer all of these kashas in this entire sugya. We'll get to hopefully in a few minutes. Exactly. That's why the Rambam adds that. The Torah book sounds like he won't even be able to find time to learn at all. Not even 3 minutes. Not even, you know, it's a little hard. So let's see. So this Rambam is important because the Rambam calls it Oifigu Mitzvah Potem and a Mitzvah. And the Rambam also, we'll see, Rabbi Yaakov makes the same diyuk. HaRezim Mutal Isacher. You're allowed to delay. Doesn't say you're allowed to never do it. You're allowed to delay. So the Rishonim want to know, well, how long can you defer? Mm-hmm. Everyone knows, everyone loves deferring, right? Jury duty, we defer forever and ever and ever. But eventually they get you and you got to go in, right? So how long could this guy defer? Mm-hmm. Right? This is a guy, Shaila happens all the time. Parents and kids, they fight about this, right? The kid says, I want to learn more. The parents say, no, you got to get married or whatever. You got to go to college. Assuming that's a mitzvah also, right? So that's the same question. How long can you defer for? You can defer forever. So Frech the Rosh, number 8.
Where did Rambam get 17?
So we're going to see the Gemara. We're not there yet. In the next Amud, we'll see the Gemara is going to talk about it. We'll get to that. So let's see the Rosh number 8. Fact the Rosh. The Kitzvasei La'oysa Limud Lo'yadan. What's the cutoff? How long can you defer for? You're going to defer your whole life. You're never going to get married. Says the Rosh, Lo'yitochin She'ez Batam Viv Rivya Koyomov. Doesn't make sense. You're going to allow to push off this mitzvah your whole life. Shalei Matzinu Ze'el Ben Azai. The only person who was allowed to do that was Ben Azai. Shenam Shechoshka B'Terah. But from the Rambam, it doesn't sound like there's ever a cutoff. Now, the truth is, the Lashon of the Rambam, Mutar L'Sacher, is a giveaway. L'Sacher means to delay. It doesn't say Mutar to be Mevato. It sounds like even the Rambam acknowledges there'll be a time you'll have to get to it. The question just is when. So if you look in the Beis Shmuel, number 9 on Evan Ezer, the Beis Shmuel says a Gevaldik Chiddush. He says, depends. He says, Avulim Yetircha B'Shul Mezoinitz V'Yitzvah Eidem Eskabro. Let's say you know yourself, whatever this means, that the Yetzer is not getting to you. And you do know that once you get married, you're going to have all of a sudden, you're going to have all these shters. Now, the truth is, we'll see next week, one of the pshatim we're showing in between Bavel and Eretz Yisrael depends where their wealthier families, that someone's going to support you. We'll see, one of the pshatim we're showing. That if a guy knows he's going to be supported, then he's not going to have the tirchas of mezainis. If he knows he's not going to be supported, then he will have the tirchas of mezainis. So see, that's actually one of the chalukim that they make in the Rishonim. But the Beis Shmuel says, if you know you're going to be stuck with the tircha of mezainis, and the yitzra eidem eskabrolov, motor le'isacha kozman she'en yitzra eskabrolov. You can defer as long as you don't ever feel that urge to get married. The ain't kitzra the dover, and there is no end. Meaning the Rosh's kash is the Rosh's answer. The Rosh said the kash, where's the end? Says the Beis Shmuel, there is no end. There is no end. So Amaisa, what do you do to Rosh's Kasha, or what happens to Piv Rivia? So it sounds like the Mishpul assumed they're Nechlami. If it's Isaac with the Bada Mitzvah, that keeps going. Potter, Potter, Isaac, Isaac, Isaac. If every moment you're Isaac, so you're always Potter. So why not? Why can't it go forever? Not it's not crazy. Okay, so that's the two shitas in the Rosh and the Mishpul. Comes along a Bianca Kamenetsky with a Gavaldik and the Heron also give. And he answers up a lot of kashas with this piece. Says Yaakov, Stamazil, Luchari Yeshitmo. Asks Yaakov, Madu and Nitches Mitzvahs Piv Rivia of Ne Talmud Torah. Why Taka does Talmud Torah beat out Piv Rivia? Ha Ha Rambam, Atmei Pasag with Paragimum, Talmud Torah, Lochadal. The Rambam himself passes in Lochal Talmud Torah. How you the front of us, he has Mitzvahs with Talmud Torah. Let's say you have a Mitzvah in front of you and you have Talmud Torah. So it depends. Im Efshalom Mitzvah Lasadechem, if someone else could do the Mitzvah, let them do it. The Imlav, Yas Ha Mitzvah. Now you do the Mitzvah. So Vim Kane asks Rabbi Yaakov, Madua Yitcha Mitzvah Perivia of Ne Talmud Torah. Why Taka does Talmud Torah beat out Perivia Rivia? No one else could do Perivia Rivia for you. And the Rambam told us very clearly, based on the Gemara Moed Katan, that a mitzvah that no one else can do for you, you close the Gemara and you go do it. So here also, no one else could do Perivia Rivia for me. So why is it so posh to the Rambam that Perivia Rivia loses to Talmud Torah? Talmud Torah L'Chayru should lose to Perivia Rivia. V'chein Kosh Ibcha asks Rabbi Yaakov, let's go the other way. If you tackle hold, it's Isaac with mitzvah potam, and it's a one mitzvah pushes away the other mitzvah. And came madua pasuk ramam rakshem mutalay lesacher. So why are you only allowed to defer? Madua en yachol vato lesam mitzvah koliker. Why can't you just forget about the whole mitzvah? Sharizei yafriel lebili manatayu. Meaning, Frektiv Yaakov, he makes the same deal that you see from the Rambam that you have to eventually get the Pivriv. The question is why? If I'm Isaac with mitzvah potam mitzvah, that's what it means. Isaac with mitzvah potam mitzvah. So like you have the basic rule saying. Delay it until you stop learning. I guess the guy, this is what happens sometimes. Guys start burning out when they're getting older and they're not married, so they don't learn it seriously. Then they talk, I have to start looking for a wife. But if the guy's continuing with the same brand, with the same asmoda, like the Rambam, should be potter forever. Says Rabbi Yaakov beautifully. If you remember, we had a shtickle from Rabbi Yaakov a few weeks ago. Rabbi Yaakov told us there's two dinim in Talmud Torah. There's one mitzvah called learning Torah. There's another mitzvah called knowing Torah, meaning you have to learn the Torah to know how to be a Jew. You have to learn hilchas, Shabbos, to know Shabbos, and Hilchas Brachas, to learn Brachas, and you have to know whatever you have to know just to be a good from Jew. So Yaakov says, Gavaldi. He says, Lafima Shekasav Niyasa Shab. Based on what I told you earlier, now everything is great. The Rambam is not talking about a guy who says that, well, if I get married, I'm not going to be able to learn Dafyemi and I to learn Rachavus. He could do that. But the guy's an Amoritz. He doesn't know anything. He needs to go to yeshiva to learn, teach him how to live a religious life. That's what the yeshiva's for. The limud Torah that this guy is questioning, should I go learn or should I get married, is not to teach him how to be mekayim v'yigis v'yom v'layla. It's to teach him how to live a religious life. Boshet, how to be from. Teach him basic Shabbos and kashrus and brachas and whatever he needs to know. Therefore, says Rabbi Yaakov, ulechein yesh lo heter litchos perivir. Now he has a good heter. Why? Karehu tzorech ligmar is kol ha-terek te-liyed eich l'kayim es ha-mitzvus. He doesn't know how to be a religious Jew. He's an Amoritz. I got to have a Talmud like this by me now. Somehow he got to my yeshiva. Imamish just became from, whatever. Imamish knows nothing. Mom is garnished. And he wants to leave yeshiva because now he wants to get a job. So the shaila is, should he leave yeshiva and know nothing? Or should he pursue parnasa because he need to make a parnasa? So mom's like, this is Yaakov's case. Maisa Shoya. This is the case. The guy doesn't know anything. And if he goes to yeshiva, he'll learn how to keep Shabbos and put on tefillin and daven. Or do we say, no, you got to get married first. Then you get married and hopefully you'll figure it out later. Says Yaakov, Avol achas shegomers yedias ha-teir v'ad yitzaruch alisa yisha. It's not like a guy who's going to yeshiva because he wants to learn the whole machzor in the yeshiva of all the yeshivas. Exactly. Once he learns how to be frum, he's going to go back home. He's not going to yeshiva because he wants to now become the next magid shir. So he's going to learn all the yeshivas mesachtas with all the rishayim and all the achrayim and all the rosh yeshivas rate. No, he wants to know how to be frum. Right. Basically, he goes to yeshiva. They'll give him a course. They'll 6 months. He become get smicha, whatever it is, and then he'll go back home. So there's a kitzvah, says Rabbi Yaakov. This is not just an endless learning.
But the Rambam's lashon is tarid.
That's right, because once he that, yeah,
not knowledge, it's being
yeah, because once he gets into the program, he's got to really work it. You know, they're going to teach him Shulchan Aruch Mechaber and Taz and Mishnah Brewers and Aruch Shulchan. He's got to learn the sugya well. But there's an end to this.
The Rambam isn't speaking to the Gemara because I have to assume the Gemara is speaking not about basic Judaism.
Why not? That's what Yaakov's learning? Yeah. That's what Gemara's talking about. We're not talking about a guy like today who went to 4 years of yeshiva, 4 years of bishmeret, and now he wants to go to Kailo for another, he wants to defer.
People are traveling from to
people are learning there. That's the way he learns. So the Zok to Yaakov, it's beautiful. Then he says, L'chein rak yochel is acher. Now we understand why he's able to defer. Avoloi litcha said, the mitzvah, he can't forget about the mitzvah. Says Rabbi Yaakov, I'm deferring. Why am I deferring? Because I want to be able to know what to do. I want to learn what I'm doing. Now Lefiza, now it's talking beautiful. Exactly. That's right. Right. But now, according to Rabbi Yaakov, now it's beautiful. What's the kol shekein of Torah? Kol shekein Torah, because the purpose of Torah is to teach you how to do mitzvahs. That's the whole purpose. So if one mitzvah pushes away another mitzvah, kol shekein, a mitzvah that will help me do all the other mitzvahs, should be able to push aside those mitzvahs. So therefore, says Rabbi Yaakov, everything is great. And now this answers our other kasha. What was our kasha? Why can't the guy learn at night? Well, the answer is, it's not about time of learning. It's about he needs to learn certain things that he can't get out of a chavusa at night or a shirah. Again, we're living in a different world today. Today he could get them. I'm saying the times of the Gemara, he had to go to yeshiva where they'd sit him down and give him all he needs to know. So says Rabbi Yaakov, we're not worried about his vegis of a young boy. That he can do after he gets married. We're worried about this, his ability to run from home. The Mela says Rabbi Yaakov, number 11, now everything is great. The Ayin Barosh, Sif Membe Shikosa, the Kitzvah Lois Alima Layadana, right? The Rosh says, I don't know where the cutoff is. Says Rabbi Yaakov, I know where the cutoff is. Once he knows enough to be here from here, he goes back home. Very simple. Says Rabbi Yaakov, well, if he might shikasab, the Yesh Shapik Tzara, the Hainu, Yesh Kitzvah, the Hainu, Achayimach, Koik Limudav Shokima Mitzvahs. So according to Rabbi Yaakov, it's a whole different sugya. According to Rabbi Yaakov, it's not stam oisik b'mitzvah. Again, according to Rabbi Yaakov, it's not stam a guy who says, you know what, I haven't learned kachim yet. I want to learn kachim, so I'm going to take off after I get married to go learn kachim. No. That's not the shayla of it. Shayla, the guy says, I don't know anything about halachos brachos, which most yeshiva guys coming out of yeshiva don't know much about halachos brachos, Shabbos, kashrus, and
Rashi isn't talking like that.
Right. Rashi's a player not going like that at all. Oh, very good. Right, Rashi's b'chlal not going like this. Rambam. The Rambam learned the Gemara that it's a question of two mitzvahs in front of you. You got to figure out which mitzvah beats the other mitzvah. So the Rambam learns the Gemara that Talmud Torah beats Piriv Rivya. You know why? Even though Piriv Rivya, you can't do through someone else. But this is because Talmud Torah is going to help me be able to do all the other mitzvahs. Therefore, if I'm allowed to defer, eventually I'll get back to it. I'm only deferring. But the reason why I'm allowed to defer is because in order to get the rest of the mitzvahs under my belt, I'm allowed to defer. That's how Rabbi Yaakov learned this Rambam. Rabbi Chonon in Kovit Shurim has a similar problem with the Rambam. And he comes up with a gevaldik yisoid, a yisoid that's worthwhile to remember for life. Says Rabbi Chonon number 12. He says, umivur, he says, it comes from the Gemara Moed Katan, the mitzvah she'evshel l'kayim ha'idehachem ain't a nifta mitzvah ha'idei tamatari. Same kash as Rabbi Yaakov, that he brings it from a Gemara, Yaakov brought it from the Rambam, that if you have a mitzvah that you can't do through someone else, then avada, you have to stop learning for it. V'lo'aminim is that we don't say oisim mitzvah patam and mitzvah v'kasha. The correct Rabbi Chonon, what does the Rambam mean when he says that the reason why I'm allowed to continue learning and defer getting married because I'm oisik b'mitzvah patur mitzvah kol shekein b'talmud Torah? The Rambam added those words, and it goes without saying because what you're doing is talmud Torah. In fact, Rabbi Chonon, the my kol shekein. What's the kol shekein? Adirab, talmud Torah garu l'inyan zeh. Actually, talmud Torah is lower. The mitzvah priv rivya mitzvah she'ef shelakai medecher. So asks Rabbi Chonon, the Rambam was building up his case. Right.
Probably some pidul yachem.
No.
I was thinking that.
I think what Rabbi Chonon means is that the Rambam makes it sound like it's so posher to him that Talmud Torah should beat out Priv Rivya. Question is why? I don't think he means to say because Talmud Torah is exactly. Level. He just means that it happens to be that you're going up against a mitzvah that you can't do through someone else. Not that Talmud Torah could be done through someone else. Again, Ayin Shom Tuesday night chair, but he's just asking that Priv Rivya is that happens to be a very unique mitzvah, which is Yef Shalasas Adiachem. So what are you telling me? It's so pasha to us that you're able to push away one mitzvah for another. And over here, for sure, what do you mean? What's the for sure over here? Mm-hmm. So Rabbi Yaakov learned the for sure over here is because the purpose of doing this mitzvah is to help you do other mitzvahs. But listen to Rabbi Chonon, amazing Rabbi Chonon. Sarach loy mezak Rabbi Chonon. The kibun da'ayri ha-rambam ha-chal inyan ichor ha-mitzvah. The Rambam is not talking about missing the mitzvah. He's talking about delaying the mitzvah. Veloy le'inyan betula legam. Like, not like the Beis Shmuel. Says Rabbi Chonon, Masha Efshel Kaim Idei Atzma Lachar Hazman Havli Ke Efshel Kaim Idei. Says Rabbi Chonon, I could do it. Again, Shaila is, let's say, lulav. So a guy has to shake lulav before the end of the day, and he has to learn Torah. So we tell him, no one can shake lulav. You close the Gemara, shake lulav. Says Rabbi Chonon, over here, someone could do it for me. Why? Because I don't have to do the mitzvah now. I can defer. And since I can defer, I don't have to do the mitzvah right now. If I don't have to do the mitzvah right now, so then I don't have to stop learning. The reason why I have to stop learning is because I have to do the mitzvah right now. Says, I don't have to do the mitzvah, I can do the mitzvah in 2 years. So therefore, says Rabbi Chonon, that's why over here it's considered like I could do it through someone else, because I have another avenue to still get the mitzvah. Either I can have someone else do it for me, or I can just get to it in 2 years from now. Therefore, says Rabbi Chonon, since I could get to the mitzvah later, and I'm not losing the mitzvah, then I have no reason to stop learning.
Why doesn't Rabbi Chonon say, like he says, Ligabi Talmud Torah, Ligabi working? In other words, when he says, when you're working, you're not...
That's fine. says a bchanan u bzeh shaykh loy magam betamoter oisig mitzpotem emitz u ma shekos ve rama ve kosh kem betamoter u my kosh you what's the kosh in nira to hod the circle of atam betamoter bishlo kem emitz. This is a moy ridiculous bchan. Why does a person have to stop learning to do a mitzvah? It's what most people think. If I ask the average guy in the street, why do I have to close the Gemara to learn to shake a laws? Most people say because the whole purpose of learning is just to do mitzvahs, and therefore it doesn't make sense to learn over a mitzvah. That's not a pshat. B'chan says you should know that Torah is the most important mitzvah in the entire world. It beats out any other mitzvah. No shayla. So then why do I have to stop learning to do a mitzvah? Says B'chan, amazing. He says, it's not because Tamatera gets pushed aside to do a mitzvah. The ha-mitzvah is Tamatera gedoyla mikol ha-mitzvah. No, no, if that would be the game, says Abuchana, Torah beats out any mitzvah. If it's just one-on-one, which mitzvah beats out the other mitzvah, says Abuchana, it's not even a shayla. Tamatera will always win hands down. Tamatera is the biggest mitzvah, the highest, most important mitzvah. So then Taka, why do I close the Gemara to shake lulav? Says Abuchana, oh, gavaldik. Elo de kimoishim, motulavata Tamatera ne'dar erach eret. The chod tzarechi adam ha-chrechim. The same reason why you close the Gemara to do other things you need to do. Right? You close the Gemara to go eat. You close the Gemara to go to the bathroom. You close the Gemara to go to work. You close the Gemara to spend time with your family. Why? Mishum dechi of Talmud Torah ena chala ala adam el b'shar shu pani u'batam as yitzrach. So the B'chanan, the pshat is, the mitzvah of Talmud Torah only kicks in at certain times. Most people think that it's every time. So after B'chanan, the ganze mitzvah, the tzivi of Talmud Torah is when you have free time. That's when the mitzvah kicks in. Not the pshat that it's a 24/7 mitzvah, you have a teirim not to. Because says Abraham, that can't be. Because you wouldn't have any heter not to learn. The pshat is you don't have a mitzvah to learn in the first place. The Torah structured the mitzvah of Talmud Torah when? When you have nothing else to do. When you have nothing else you need to do. Strong word. When you have nothing else you have to do. Right? People say, well, I have to relax. You're right. So then at that moment, you have no mitzvah of Talmud Torah. And it's yitochin, if you learn at that time, you don't even get tzchak. Let's say a guy decides to learn in the bath. I'm sure he learns in the bath. Right? A guy learns during work when he's not supposed to be learning. I tell somebody he's all the time. You don't get schar Talmud Torah. And you might be a gzeila from the company also. There's no mitzvah. You're not being a frumah. You're being a shaita. There's no mitzvah. The whole mitzvah of Talmud Torah was when you have downtime, free time, available, accessible time, then you should be using it to learn.
I work for the government.
Hey, that's yeah. What
it's still from there. So Dr. Bukhan, it's a whole new outlook on the day. According to Bukhan, all those people go to work. It's not the pshat that they have a heter not to learn. They don't know the chiyuv to learn.
The
gizba yom v'layla. No, so the gizba yom v'layla means you have a bare minimum, at least in the morning and at least at night, to spend time learning. That's 5 minutes. Prima Gavim says that's saying Kriya Shema. Prima Gavim says if you say Kriya Shema, you're ready mikayim v'gizba yom v'layla. Yeah. So it's a chiddush in the Prima Gavim, but the Prima Gavim learns like that. So that's in last week's parasha, right? We know in last week's parasha, Klal Yisrael went 3 days without Torah. So the Prima Gavim has a kasha. I mean, they must have said Kriya Shema. Right? How is it possible? So the Mordechai Gavur from a couple man. A couple man was Rashiva in the Talmud for Reb Shimon. He says, what does it say? They went 3 days without learning, then it became Mari. He said, when a Yid goes 3 days without learning, everything becomes bitter. His whole life becomes bitter. He becomes bitter. He becomes a different person. Go 3 days without learning, you become a bitter person. It just changes who you are to go so many days without learning. But says Rabbi Chanan, now we understand the Rambam. He said, it's a pasuk. It says, Vasav to dig an echo. You got to work. But if you got to be at work, Oz eini mechuyev klal b'talmud Torah, and there's no mitzvah talmud Torah. My mamish, a whole different outlook on life. Hachanami imu tzarich la'asik b'mitzvah. If he has to do a mitzvah, loygarim mishar tzarichi adam. Shaoz eini mechuyev klal b'talmud Torah. Says Rabbi Chanan, that's pshat. You know why? When I have a mitzvah to do, the pshat Hashem says at this moment you don't have free time. Your time is X marked for this mitzvah. Therefore, you have no chiyev talmud Torah. Not because lulav is more important than Talmud Torah. Avada lulav is not more important than Talmud Torah. But you don't have a mitzvah to shake lulav. You don't have a mitzvah to learn when you have
so
to shake lulav.
The whole side of the Gemara. How could you even have such a shayla? That's not the definition of osik b'mitzvah.
That's a problem. According to Rabbi Chanan, he's a little bit borrowing the claim osik b'mitzvah. It's not pshat osik b'mitzvah. Osik b'mitzvah usually means you have two mitzvahs. Mm-hmm. And you have to figure out which mitzvah is more important. Here we're saying that's not the pshat. Here we're saying that since I have one mitzvah, I don't have the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Yeah, that's a horror I have. Where Rabbi Chanan is learning this, it comes out that's not the typical osik b'mitzvah. Typically, osik b'mitzvah is two mitzvahs. I don't know. Lulav and another mitzvah. And you had a battle out which was more important. Loit Rabbi Chanan and Torah is a whole different shayla. Yeah, it's a good point. And Loit, this Rabbi Chanan in the Rambam, it's a little bit of a borrowed phrase of Oisik B'mitzvah.
It's not just a borrowed phrase.
It's a different lumnus.
What's the shakla time of the Gemara?
No, it's the same question. The question is, do you say since I have the mitzvah preview in front of me, and since I have the mitzvah preview in front of me, I now have no free time. So I now have no free time. I don't have the mitzvah time.
But that's by definition, you're saying that is the case. The answer is yes.
So,
are you telling me that this is the Gemara that defines Rabbi Chanan's Chiddush?
No, Rabbi Chanan's saying this in the Rambam. The Rambam calls it anything with the part of the Rambam. Right, that is the Rambam. The Rambam said that. The Rambam said
the reason. But if this is the concept of Talmud Torah, then the Gemara shouldn't have a Shaila. Then of course you do the period or any mitzvah that comes in your way, because that's the definition. Then there's no Shaila that you should not push off Talmud Torah, because by definition Talmud Torah isn't occupying you when you have another mitzvah in front of you.
Yeah.
The question is, should you go? The question is, you could always push off the mitzvah for review. And I can't push off lulav.
And because lulav has a
defined right, so it doesn't. Sorry, so it doesn't become a davar hachrechi. That's a shaila of the Gemara. Does review consider a davar hachrechi? Because
wait a second. But lulav, then do I always push off the lulav until the last second of the day, right a second before shkia?
So okay.
Why don't I push off until the last second, so I can always push it off?
Right. So that the answer to that is, I'll tell you, because there's a mile, because visa magdim limits. You're right. Echramik.
The same thing with Peruvivia.
Yeah, but
first of all, if I push off 2 years, there's 2 years where I was not also getting this Peruvivia. I can never get those 2 years.
I said, I'm already told this. Rama said, you're already in Bavata Lase. Rama says, from 17 to 20, you're already in Bavata Lase. The big Chiddush. And he assumes that you have no good reason not to get married. Rama calls it bittel asay. Well, I just finished Muhammad. So Dr. Muhammad Givaldi. Abu bin Mitzvah Eshel Kamei Dechein, Dechein in Eshel Kamei Dechein, like Poka Mimim, the Mitzvah Talmud Torah. Says Rabbi Chonin, what's the Pshat in the Gemara? The Gemara says, if someone else can do the mitzvah for me, then I don't stop learning. Know why? Because then it doesn't become a Dover Echrechi. It's not necessity. The whole heck to stop learning is because I have no mitzvah. Why do I have no mitzvah? Because I need to do it. I don't need to do it. Someone else can do it. Or I could do it later. So since I could defer later, so now I do have a mitzvah of Talmud Torah in front of me. If I do have a mitzvah of Talmud Torah in front of me, and that outweighs the Dover Hechreich. So therefore, says Rabbi Chonon, the Kibbutz of the Talmud Torah, Rami Eleven Melu, who put them in a mitzvah. The Koshkin, who the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, Bishoshim Machui, but in a nitzchas with Nashim Mitzvah. That's the Koshkin. The Koshkin Talmud Torah, because Talmud Torah be'etzim beats out every mitzvah in the world. Talmud Torah is the strongest mitzvah out there. It beats out any mitzvah. It only loses to something that you have to do. But if I don't have to do it because I can defer, and Taka says the Rambam, you should Taka learn first and then get back to it later. So that's another mahalach in the Rambam according to Rabbi Chonon, different than in Yaakov. According to Rabbi Chonon, we're learning alam the Shavar. We're saying that the mitzvah Talmud Torah only exists when you have free time. And the Shaila of the Gemara is, do I say that now I have to get married? Or I say, no, I could defer. I just, I could defer. I don't have to do it. If I don't have to do it, then Talmud Torah is standing right there. Talmud Torah beats out anything else in front of it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Sorry,
Mike.
No, go ahead. Something from the Bunch Rebbe once. Regarding like the main of the shilas people have about birth control and things,
yeah.
His sheet on it was, we never know when Hashem, the bracha is supposed to come for you to have. So
yeah,
to put it off, you may not get that.
I tell it to people also with birth control. But the shiloh over here is the Rambam is saying that the question is, do I have the right? Because I'm doing, meaning that's if all I'm not doing anything special. I mean, if I have a mitzvah to learn Torah. And therefore, I'm delaying my mitzvah period because I have a legitimate tour. We're not talking about a guy who pushes off because he's having fun. And
he's
not,
talking about people who are already married.
Right. Glad it comes out, according to Bianca chat, it comes out you only have a right to defer. You're going to go learn something that's a libid hilchus. You want to go defer because you want to learn lundus. And then according to Bianca, you probably should get married first because the mitzvah period is more important than just the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Rabbi Chana would not agree with that. Rabbi Chana is learning that Torah is Torah. Doesn't matter, right? Doesn't matter what you learn. Yeah.
Rabbi, is this the famous Rabbi Chana that everyone quotes all the time?
Yeah, this is the Rabbi Chana that everyone talks about. Okay. Rabbi Chana says there is no mitzvah of Talmud Torah when you have Dvar Mechrechi.
Right.
He says it's right. Encouraged to him because
he puts it in a way on a lower level, but then
exactly.
He puts it on the higher.
Right. How he went, right. It's a more difficult daher. It changed. I always felt the changes of what you do throughout the day. Now you don't feel so guilty. Like, I really, no, you shouldn't be learning. You don't have a mitzvah to learn now. If you're supposed to be working, you're supposed to be spending time with your family, you don't have a mitzvah to learn. Don't feel guilty.
Some people are very firm about right, what Dabar Achrechi is.
That's the Chafetz Chaim's favorite book. Chafetz Chaim says you can only tell by a person what he does with his off time. Because if a guy doesn't learn when he's working because he's busy working, but now he has an off day. So that off day is Megalan all the days that when he was working, what he really valued. That's what Chafetz Chaim's famous idea.
Watching the football game.
Right. Listen, right, again. Everyone needs some form of relaxation. I'm the first guy to say it. We all need relaxation. The question is, ad masai, to when? So let's take a look over in the Shulchan Aruch Rav. Right. Mashgiach Yeshiva say, he said, can you mazel me through it? So let's see. So Shulchan Aruch Rav writes like this. The first Lubavitcher Rebbe. So Dr. Shulchan Aruch Rav. He says, very interesting Chiddush over here. He writes, anyone whose mind and his memory is good. Shiyachal Lumoid, he's able to learn. The list. Wait till the next line. The Liska Kol HaKayra Shabal Pekulay. And I think we're all out now, okay. Except for like Chaim Kinevsky and some other few people. And you can remember all of Teresh Shabal Peh. Okay. Harei Zeh Zogte Shulchan Aruch Rav. Harei Zeh Lo Yisisha. You shouldn't get married. Hachayil Matchila. You should first learn Teresh Shabal Peh Kula. So not like Yaakov said, you should learn all the halachas. No. Said the Shulchan Aruch, you have to learn all of Teresh Shabal Peh. Okay. It could take a while. Not just Tam. Shehein halachas b'tameyen. B'derech tzara. Short version. Shehem Pirish called Tariq HaMitzvahs. That's just the explanation of the Tariq Mitzvahs. B'toneyem v'diktu kehen v'diktu keseifim. Quick, you know, nothing too fancy over here. V'yachakach yisisha, then you get married. V'yasek achakach v'fi apkenai shaloi. Then you'll use as much free time as you have afterwards to learn the eon of the pilpul kayom of kifi kaycha. Then you come along. There'll
be a lot of bachelors around.
First you master all of Teresh Shabbat. And not them, you can get married, and then you become a London, and then you can start saying Papulin and Londons and this and the other. Okay.
Yeah,
I don't know. So Zakhtar Shulchan Rav, why should you see? You should chill because you're going to get married first. You're going to have the chains around your neck. Tirdas Panosas Isha Ubonov. You're going to have to support the family. This is all before the women. Again, it's all before the women go to work. You won't be able to remember everything. The Iker HaTayra Shabal Peh. He learns that the Iker is Tayra Shabal Peh. That's the focus. You don't go to Yeshiva to become a Lamed, you go to Yeshiva to learn Tayra Shabal Peh. Because of this, we push aside the great mitzvah of Pir B'Rivya. Avshi G'doyla Mikol HaMitzvahs, even though it's bigger than all mitzvahs. Okay. Interesting. He's learning that Pir B'Rivya is a big deal. That's when the Yetzer Hara is not fighting you. You can learn much below Hebrew Avera, then you can learn without any problem. Rakshid Ratz Alisa, he wants to get married. Kedei Lakai Mitzvah to every of you. I mean, the Shulchan Aruch Rav is pointing out that the Shaila is really two Shailas in the Gemara. There is a Shaila of Yitzvah Miskaper. There is a Shaila of I push two mitzvahs in front of me. Which one do I do? Do I defer one mitzvah over the other mitzvah? But again, if Yitzvah Miskaper, then it never gets off the ground. Yitzvah Miskaper, then the learning is not even going to be the same. So that's not even a question.
So he writes, then you're Potter.
Why? Oh, he says, "V'areu poter mimenu ki he nitches b'nei tamot teira hashkulo k'neged kol amitzus." V'le amru shemavatlu mafsiki b'tamot teira k'tei l'kai mitzus she'ev shalaseh de'achayim k'tei shikasavnu.
What happened to the rule of the kasha of the Bochanan and the Biankiv about mitzus she'ev shalaseh de'achayim?
We don't say that. Elo lahafsik l'fisha. That's because normally you stop for a minute, you get right back into it. A guy stops learning to shake off. How long does it take? Even if he has all the hecher kavanas and then I knew him, 5 minutes, 7 minutes, he's back to the gemara. Here, no. Once you stop this, it's over. That's it. You're never going to get back to it. So that's the Shulchan Aruch Rav's teretz. Again, the kasha that we had on the Rambam was the het of oisik mitzvah part of the mitzvah is only when you can't do it by someone else, and here no one has to do a peer review. So we saw Rabbi Yaakov, we saw Rabbi Chana. Now Shulchan Aruch Rav. Shulchan Aruch Rav's pshat is that because that's only when you'll take a short break and get right back into it. Here, this short break is going to be a long break. Once you take the break to get married, that's it. There's never going back to the original process.
So why should we depend on the movie?
Yeah, I don't know. He's assuming that it's all going to be goal-oriented, meaning could be he's learning shtick like a Bianca, that it's about knowing, you know, that's why I'm sending you to Yeshiva, to know all this. And if you're not going to know it, so then might as well do the Mitzvah Pir B'Rivya. Yeah, none of us fit this criteria. So he writes like this. He says, Avo loy bitlo mitzvahs midi midi eis ha-teira behete p'rushen she'aloch es kol metamein b'derak tzor. L'chein. And there are days shall you loim the man or me ben esser shan veilich chamesh shan in mishnah the chamesh shan in talmud shem at tamim bederch tzara im loy hi noise ki she avro alav esm shan ay over al mitzvah shal teir pe berivya the tchil zah mani hu mi ben shmein esser ki ach nesun yu chalom oid beiz oi gimel shan in beliter the gdela after marriage you get 2 or 3 years but after that the kids come and not have as much time so the kids is Dr. Shulchan Aruch Rav he's acknowledging the kash of the achrayim about oisig mitzvah efshal asay dechem and his answer is because over here it's going to take up much more time. So the shayla is halacha l'maisa. How much time does the kid have to defer? So if you look over in the sefer mitzvahs hakotzer from the Chabad Chaim, he says mitzvahs asay lisa isha l'pir b'rivya shalem avayim alehem alekim peruvu the ichav nekim amin ba'isha shu b'shnas yudches eschay peruvya. He says 18. The Rambam said 17. Then over aleh chav shana doctor Chabad Chaim. If 20 years pass loy nasa I raise the oivam mivatal mitzvahs asay. Then oisik b'tayira. But if you're learning umisyar and you're afraid shloy vatal machmas tedus mizaynis mutal esacher. You could defer. Right. Al kopodim lo yoyosim in chofeshon. But you can't defer more than 25.
So now it's not all the. It used to be the Chavetz Chaim used to guys start very late. Turns into this Chavetz Chaim. Chavetz Chaim said you could delay till 25. I know. It doesn't say where he gets it from. 25. That's the Chavetz Chaim's cutoff. So you could defer till 25. If you look in the Chazon Ish writes, he's referring to the people in Bavel.
You forgot the last three words, which are the most important.
No, that's Pasha talking about the Mitzvah Per Rivia. The Mitzvah Per Rivia is
not about.
I don't believe so.
Father's going to support him. You know that.
So we're going to see that.
He has no hope.
Fair enough. Right. The guy, right, it's going to depend. We'll see.
You still have to pick
them. So we'll see.
Take care of the kids.
Oh, good. So that's what we're going to see. We're going to see that there's another, there's two issues over here about getting married. One is the stamazay, the financial, and one is the tier de sabayis. You know, so you can, unless you. Right. So that's going to be one of the chaps in the Rishonim, right? We'll see. Tosis is going to say that Tosis has a kasha. According to Rashi, how can you leave your family in Bavel and go to Eretz Yisrael? So the answer is it's not shver because you leave them with money. Somehow the kail pays so well, you can leave them with money. So then you get the benefit of everything. Why? You don't have to do the baths, you don't have to do the suppers, and you don't have anything else. So that would be the best option. Problem is, if you're going to stay home, then you're going to have both the job and the home. We'll get to that. There's really two different ASICs. There's the ASIC of just being home, unless you're so wealthy you can hire help and you don't have to do the baths. Okay. Mm-hmm. Alibi. Okay. I didn't get to that majority yet. I still do the baths. But in any case, someone told me the Nesiva Shalom, Son of Rebbe had, I think, a lot of kids. He used to bathe them all on Thursday night. So I told him I'd do better. I bathe my kids every night. So you see what I'm talking? He used to bathe all.
He had 13 kids.
He had a lot of kids. I think he had a lot of kids. He used to bathe them every Thursday night. That was his job. If you go out and look at Dovah Feinstein's book, he did all the shopping in the house.
Yeah.
Dovah Feinstein did all the shopping. He did cooking also. I got big kids from that. He did a lot of cooking also because his wife worked in the public school. I felt even good. My wife also worked. So Tom's wife worked in the public school. So Dovah used to do a lot of cooking in the house. He said he was very impressed with his potato cool. He used to make a good potato cool. I don't make potato cool. It's too patchy for me. But I got big kids from that. So let's see the Chazon Ish. Says the Chazon Ish number 15. Avo gav de bebovo. I mean on the Yom HaTorah Kachisi Isha. Even on Bovo. At least according to Ben Tam. They would first learn Torah and then they would get married. You can't go more than 20 years. That's very short. Says the Chazon Ish. Once you hit 20, you're already below Yefshe. Because the Gemara says if you can't learn without a wife, then you should get married. The Chazon Ish says at 20, you're already at that point. Once you hit 20, you're already at the point of Yefshe.
Maybe he means in his time, maybe the Gemara they had a different.
They're talking about today.
He says,
mm-hmm. There is no heter to defer dating, getting married after 20, but tzorachim bepaiskim. Not sure what he means by tzorachim bepaiskim, the fact that the paiskim don't say that or they don't give that number.
Maybe because the Chavetz Chaim, who lived in the same time, said
that. Lived before him, even, right?
Maybe he's with the Nasi project.
That's right. That's definitely where they get it from. So if you look in the Aruch HaShulchan, he brings down interesting. He writes, but ad mosa yasik b'teirikish en yitzim eskabar alav. So how much deference do you have? So he says ad zman asher yisha ben avshoy shemela kreisa b'teirik until you feel full with teirik. You feel full with teirik. You feel that I would learn according to Bianchi. It means you feel that you know enough to be a from a yid. You know enough about Shabbos and Kashrus. You go through a smicha program that you feel comfortable. You don't have to know every chosh and mishpat shayli. You're not becoming a rabbi. You have to feel that you know how to run a Jewish home. But not to the point where you're going to forget by getting married. There is actually no end. That was the Beis Shmuel that we saw. The 24 years. So we have 20, 24, 25.
How about the 17 and 18?
That's when the mitzvah first starts. Then you can start deferring. So how long can you defer? So according to the Chazon Ish, 20 years. Going to the Chavetz Chaim 25 years and going to Aruch HaShulchan 24 years. But this last line, I think, is the end. Then, if you could do both, then do both. Get married and go to some form of a program and learn Torah and be able to become Efshel. Whatever the Gemara meant that it's going to occupy your time.
I understand how it's already twice level, whatever. Right. But if the basic premise is you have to learn one plus it, then why don't why?
All right, so we're assuming Kipshuta, at least I like Rabbi Yaakov's mouth because you have the kasha. Why can't the guy learn before work and after work, like millions of Jews do today, thousands of Jews do today? Right? The answer is. That's not the Shaila Gemara. The Shaila Gemara was this guy needs to get a strong grasp of Judaism. So that can only be done in yeshiva. That's what I mean. I like learning. Yaakov's way, makes a lot of sense. Right. Daito Bochanan, it's a whole different thing. Bochanan saying that the mitzvah of Talmud Torah is so important that every minute that you're learning, you're getting a mitzvah, and that beats out any other mitzvah.
If you go off of that, then it's like, oh, we want to have Talmud Torah at its highest level and forget about the other mitzvah.
Right, so that's what the deep we made in the Rambam. It's only Yisachar. You can only delay it, you can never forget it. Shout this is how long you delay. But to never do it about that, at some point you're going to have to get. Now, this is only for people that are taka learning 3 times a day and cannot go in yeshiva. A lot of the guys are goofing off. So at that point, they're taka, then they have a time on them. You have a mitzvah of a peer review. You have no head to not to do that mitzvah. So then, they have to do the mitzvah. Okay, Mr. Shem, next week we'll see more about this machloikis b'shoinim, and we'll see how it's going to impact the alumnus of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Okay.